Welcome back to the Lions Den Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. No days off, baby. No days off. No days off, Alex. No days off. But isn't that bad for you? Who said who? Said who? Science, Alex. Motherfucking science says you're bitching too much. But on a real note, listen. You know, everyone has different goals. But nobody really has a day off. You wake up, right? Still got to show up. Still got to wake up. Still got to get things done, right? But that doesn't mean you always get the right things done. And so I can talk to you about from my experience. I've been working out every single day now for months on end now. Months on end. And sometimes twice a day. Sometimes twice a day. And has it put a toll on my body? Absolutely. Has it put a toll on my mind? Absolutely. Has it made me harder? Absolutely. Has it made me more disciplined? Absolutely. Have I gained more respect for myself? Absolutely. Have other people gained more respect for me? Absolutely. Do I see myself getting ahead in life because of this? Abso-fucking-lutely. You see, there are many great benefits. People can point out downfalls. But I truly believe that if you understand the power of the mind, you understand the power of not taking a day off. Because what ends up happening is you're reconstructing the way you think. Do you really believe that every day I want to work out? No. There are days where I don't want to work out. There's days where I don't want to lift. There's days where I don't want to do burpees. And I still do it because it builds this mindset, this fortitude of like, it's not about what I want to do, it's what I need to do to get what I want out of life. Because too many people do what they want to do and they don't end up getting what they actually want. Because life doesn't work that way like that all the time. You don't always get to do what you want to do and get what you want. And so when we weaken ourselves, by doing the things that we always want to do, when something very difficult comes our way, you're going to fucking bitch out. You're going to get fucking stressed the fuck out. And that stress is going to lead you to a vice. That vice can be alcohol. That vice can be women. That vice can be men. That vice can be food. That vice can be weed. That vice can be just going out and partying and just kind of like forgetting your problems. I just want to forget about today. I just want to forget. Like, you see what I'm saying? You start building this mindset of like, I just want to forget about what's actually going on because I hit a wall. I hit something very difficult and I can't solve it. When in reality, that is the thing that is helping you get to where you actually want to go. You see, building this mindset of I'm not going to take a day off builds the mindset that I'm going to hit days where I don't want to do something, but yet I'm still going to do it. So what that ultimately makes you is it makes you into a person that you can ultimately respect. And when you ultimately respect yourself, you will not self-sabotage. A lot of the reasons why I won't go out and drink or smoke weed and things like that, because I'm smoking a cigar, or like anything that puts me down or watch porn or eat shitty ass food, is because there's a level of respect that I have for myself for the amount of work that I put into myself, the amount of work that I force myself to do. You're going to be like, why am I going to fucking make myself worse or do something I know is going to make me take a back step? The reason you might be taking back steps is because, understand, like, when you put a little bit of work, it doesn't mean that much to you. You haven't sacrificed enough. It hasn't been that hard. Or maybe you think you've done some hard work and you're like, I deserve a reward. So you're going to reward yourself by taking a step back, which makes the process a lot harder and a lot longer. Really? Think about that. Understand that if you want a better quality life, you must become a better quality person. A better quality person does the hard things, because doing the hard things gains you respect, gains you confidence, gains you an attitude of like, I just got through that. I just went to war mentally and I won. Life can be very painful. Breakups can be painful. Losing a job can be painful. Losing someone you love can be painful. Life is in its own a very painful fucking experience. And so if we focus on making life, our own life, by inflicting our own pain, our own suffering, when something that life throws at us that would normally break us, we're accustomed. We're accustomed to feeling that way, and we know that on the other side of what's happening to us is reward, is pride, is respect, is confidence. So we push past the problem that's in front of us. We will never wake up without a problem. I know it feels comfortable not really having problems. I know it feels comfortable and good waking up and everything being okay. Like, you got some money, your body's not that bad, like, relations are good, like, you're good. But understand, that's not really how everything's going to always play out. You know, and the minute we start taking our foot off the gas, like, you never know. A week later, 2 weeks later, something drastic happens, or you're like, oh, fuck, this is very stressful. Or the next day, stress is unavoidable. It just is. You can't avoid it. Or is it? You can't avoid stress. But you can avoid the things that make the stress even worse. Drinking the alcohol is not going to make it better the next day. It's going to make it worse. Smoking that weed is not going to make things better. It's going to make things worse. But I feel good in the moment. But I tell you right now, when you wake up the next day and you're like, I got to get my shit together. That's one of the worst feelings you can have. Oh, I got to get my shit together. There's no getting your shit together if you're always on top of everything. Is that even possible? Yes, it's possible to be on top of everything. Because you realize you're not taking back steps. And again, we're not perfect. There will be times where you make a mistake. I'm not saying I don't make mistakes. But there's certain things that you know that you can stop doing that keep making you take giant back steps. Like, I don't drink. I haven't drank since December 31st. And even then, before then was November. And even then, it wasn't until July. Like, I take these long-ass breaks because I know drinking does not get me closer to where I want to be in life. Smoking weed definitely doesn't get me closer to where I want to be in life. Eating shitty-ass food. The worst I fucking eat is fucking Cheerios. Even that, I feel fucking regret. But you and I both know there's something that you can look at your life right now that if you took it out, it would better you. Look at that. That is your level up. That thing right there that you keep going back to, the minute you get rid of it, yes, you're going to face some resistance. Yes, you're going to face some like, oh, I really want it. Yes, but the more you put it off, more you're going to put it off, the better you're going to become. That one thing that doesn't seem like a big thing to you is legitimately the small details that get you closer to where you actually want to be. But it's not until you actually put that off for a while, whatever it be, my food, alcohol, hanging out with a certain somebody, sleeping with a certain somebody, watching something every single day. It's not until you replace that with something that's going to benefit you or make you suffer in a way that makes you grow, that your life and yourself will not gain the respect and confidence that you ultimately want. Everything you want is on the other side of the things that you keep avoiding doing. And that's why we take no days off, to build that mental fortitude. If every day is hard, just becomes normal. Hard becomes normal, and we become that person that people can look to when things get difficult. You know what the amount of respect I feel for myself when my friends can come to me or someone can come to me like, God damn, that motherfucker does not stop. That motherfucker does not stop. I know you can be that person, but it's going to take a level of commitment and sacrifice. Why, Alex? Why? Because either way, you're going to be committed to something, the right thing or the wrong thing. Either way, you're going to sacrifice something. You're going to sacrifice what you want, really want now for what you want later, or you're going to sacrifice what you really want later for what you want right now. You decide. You're always picking. All right? Remember that shit going into this fucking day. Let's get at it.